Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Do you or just any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No, I'm
Pardon?
sorry.
Oh, let me repeat the
Not
question. Or would that be no?
no.
Oh, all
No.
right. Well, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? Would you say that, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote?
I will vote, yes.
All right,
On your
so,
own.
all right. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Would you say Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Biden.
Right. So with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
All right. What was the last grade of formal education that you completed? Would you say you completed less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college/trade school, college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
Two-year degree.
All right.
High school,
What is
2 years.
your
High
main racial
school, two-year
background?
degree.
Oh, all right, yeah. What is your main racial background?
African American.
All right. What is your age?
52.
52.
I'm
All
sorry,
right.
54.
From the following list, which issue would you say your state representative focus on the most to help you and your family? And the options are abortion, property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, the environment, healthcare, taxes, or crime and public safety.
Taxes.
Taxes, all right. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say you would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
That's probably so.
All right, so you would probably
Probably
vote for
Republican.
the, for, okay, right, so probably vote for the Republican candidate. All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve some of this stuff, yes.
All right, would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I'm sorry, that who does?
Do you
Biden?
approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I don't disapprove.
You, I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I don't disapprove of his job.
Oh, all right. So you approve.
Somewhat, yeah, like.
All right, so somewhat approve. All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Somewhat approved.
Right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. And will you please tell me if you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, if you please say so. So the first one is Vicky Lopez.
Nikki Lopez.
Yes, Vicky Lopez.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that person.
Well, that's all right. And what about Sabina Cobo?
Not familiar either.
All right, that's all right. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Right now, Biden.
All right. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Right now, it's definitely.
All right. And if the election for the Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Nikki Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate?
I'm not familiar with either one. My fault.
All right. Well, if you have to really choose today, just based on maybe what party they belong to or what you may know about them, which candidate would you lean towards voting? Nikki Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Sabina for now.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we can have a representative sample. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative with your political beliefs?
Probably liberal.
All right. Would that be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you as well.
All right. Have a good day.